Charlie Kirk exposes why woke must be revoked and why Christians must vote. United Patriots Uprising with Gary Benford, podcast summary by VCA. Special note, this interview originally aired on June 25, 2024, several months before the presidential election. The urgency expressed by Charlie Kirk reflects that moment in time, and remains just as critical today. Christians must vote. The woke never build anything. They only destroy. Charlie Kirk, in this urgent episode of United Patriots Uprising with Gary Benford. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk draws the battle lines in what he calls a spiritual and ideological war against Western civilization. Promoting his latest book Right Wing Revolution, How to Beat the Woke and Save the West, Kirk boldly names the enemy, woke ideology, and calls for a return to God, truth, and personal responsibility. Host Gary Benford affirms the urgency. This is it, right at the end of the road. The freedom and future of America now hang in the balance, and Kirk makes clear that our survival as a nation demands more than politics. It demands repentance, moral clarity, and a return to biblical values. Wokeism is a godless parasite bent on destruction. Wokeism is a mixture of nihilism, postmodernism, and deconstructionism, all blended together. Kirk warns that woke ideology is not just bad policy, it is spiritual deception. Like a parasite, it attaches itself to good institutions and hollows them out, offering no vision, no hope, and no truth. The woke complain until they control, and then they destroy. He explains, they never build, because they reject the very foundations that make building possible, such as faith, family, and freedom. Elon Musk's term, woke mind virus, is accurate, Kirk says, because it spreads like a contagion, disabling reason and moral clarity. He reminds listeners that this is a battle of worldviews, and only one leads to life. They took the institutions because we let them. They wanted it, and we let them. How did America get here? Kirk says it happened in two steps. They wanted to take over, and we allowed it. He recalls Marxist theorist Rudy Dutschke's call for a long march through the institutions, a century-long infiltration of media, education, bureaucracy, and culture. We ignored the warnings. We grew prideful, and we assumed America was too strong to fall. Pride comes before the fall. Kirk warns, echoing the wisdom of Proverbs. We must humble ourselves before God and take back what we surrendered. Christians must vote and live as salt and light. Woke is a cult of lies. The antidote is truth, spoken boldly and lived consistently. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. To defeat the woke, Kirk insists, we must start by reclaiming truth without compromise. That includes speaking the truth about gender, morality, and politics. You don't have to be a jerk, he says, but you must be a truth teller. But cultural truth must be grounded in spiritual truth. Kirk calls for a personal revolution. Get married, raise children, grow spiritually, and live responsibly. A restored nation begins with restored individuals who walk in godly order. This is not just a political movement, it is a moral and spiritual one. And in that spirit, Christians must vote and lead in the public square, not retreat from it. Complacency is not an option, and Christians must vote. Joe Biden is a traitor to this country. We must band together to defeat this parasitic ideology. Though this interview originally aired in June 2024 before the presidential election, Charlie Kirk's warning echoes loudly today. With President Trump back in the White House, the cultural war continues. The real fight is now over Congress, and with the 2026 midterms fast approaching, Christians must vote and stay engaged like never before. Midterm elections are often overlooked, yet they are pivotal. Republicans currently hold only a razor-thin majority in the House. That means every vote matters. Kirk's message remains crystal clear. This is not about personalities. It is about truth versus deception, freedom versus tyranny, and God's design versus man's rebellion. Christians must pray, stand firm in truth, and get out the vote in overwhelming numbers. In 2026, complacency could cost us the House, unravel critical reforms, and allow the enemies of righteousness to regain power. If we are serious about saving America, the time to act is now. Books explore the book, Right Wing Revolution, How to Beat the Woke and Save the West, link available at 45books.com. Key takeaways. Woke ideology thrives in the absence of truth and God. Cultural collapse began when we stopped taking spiritual infiltration seriously. The path forward is revival. Speak truth, walk in righteousness, and build boldly. Real resistance starts with a return to God, family, and moral clarity. Christians must vote. The 2026 midterms demand urgent action. Find Gary Benford online. YouTube channel, @GaryBenford1969. Podcast archive, United Patriots Uprising. Social media, X, at @Gary_Binford, Facebook, Gary Binford, Truth Social, at Gary Binford. Find Charlie Kirk online. Book website, 45books.com, Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. Turning Point Action, tpaction.com. Podcast, The Charlie Kirk Show, available on Apple, Spotify, and Salem Podcast Network. Social media, X, at @CharlieKirk11, Instagram, at @CharlieKirk1776, Truth Social, at Charlie Kirk, Facebook, Charlie Kirk, About Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk is the founder and president of Turning Point USA, a national student movement dedicated to promoting freedom, faith, and biblical principles. He leads Turning Point Action and hosts The Charlie Kirk Show, a leading voice for truth and bold resistance in the public square.